Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, all my kings and queens. You are tuned in to We Too Can Make It All Right. This is a podcast for the people and everyone who's talented and stimulates the meeting of the mind. Okay? We can learn from each other, agree to disagree, touch on various topics, ultimately finding informing resolution and uniting on common ground. One thing for certain, we all have thoughts. Two things for sure, we have opinions and a voice that matters. So let's get comfortable, get our little spotted tea, as they say in England, and, you know, let's show enough talk. But before we get started, let me inform some small business owners, okay? Don't matter if they're black, brown, yellow, green, don't mean a thing. Email us at merchantmerchantps@we2canmakeitalrightlive.com or go to our website www.we2canmakeitalrightlive.com. Fill out a promotion request, name and description of business, address and contact information. Speaking of which, my guys at Mar Pat Wine and Liquors is located at 3112 Harrington Street, Flushing, New York, 11354. Check out my guys. They stop with any and everything. You name it. They open Monday through Thursday, but it's at 9 to 8. And then Friday through Saturday, 9 to 9. Sunday, 12 to 6. Okay? So, moving on. I have a special guest in the building. Yes, yes, yes. When you think of courage and survival, it is this brother. He's a son, he's a father, he's a husband, and he's also one of Southside Jamaica Queen's own. This brother has a story of hope and inspiration after being incarcerated for 26 years, am I right? And during being in the belly of the beast, you are looking at encouragement, you're looking at strength, and tenacity. Okay? When in this man's presence. And for those who are listening, please know, giving up is not an option. So it is with humble gratitude that I introduce you to Mr. Reginald Jackson. Yay! Welcome, my brother. You know, it's truly an honor to be in your presence. And we have another guest in the building, his gorgeous best half. How are you, my queen? Good, good. So let's get comfortable. We got our little sits and hips. And, you know, let's get started. So tell me, who is Reginald Jackson? Reginald. What? Yeah, I can relate to that because I'm also from South Jamaica, Queens, and it's not it wasn't easy, you know, in our time. You know, coming up, you know, there's a lot going on. You know, it was just an era where it was just really tough. So, yeah, I fought that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. All right, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's something else. That is something else. Wow. I have a story of my own, but it's not about me. It's about you today. So we'll get into that another time because I'm sure you're going to come back to the show. But I can relate on so many levels, you know what I mean, where I guess you could say I've been on both sides of the track, where my mom taught me to be a lady first, but I also had to adapt to my surroundings. And, you know, we all come from good stock, as I know you do. You know, your mom, your grandparents, you had people that was right there all the time, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, you know, a lot of moms is no longer here, but I still carry that. I just carry that insight from them. You don't stray far from it at all. You know, it'll always stay with you. Some way, shape, or form or fashion, something's gonna pop up. Man, I said that. Grandma said that forever. But I guess that's to my next question. If you could, what would you have done differently today that you just didn't seem relevant back then? But it was something that kind of triggered you to be like, I don't even care. Let me just do what I do. And I get that because I'm going to tell you something. My grandmother on my dad's side, that lady taught me everything. Miss Lady Graham, she taught me everything. And what I really remember about her, she's the one who told me who Jesus Christ was and what he meant and taught me. It's just so much that you learn. So I'm right here with you, brother. I'm listening. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which leads me to my next question. What advice would you give or tell these young men trying to fit in? Thinking it, you know, like thinking the streets is the only way out, or is it justification for leaning towards the street? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Reruns, that's it. Next question. There's a lot of people out there at this time that don't have family. They don't. And they don't have it for mental or moral support. They don't have anyone that they can turn to like that. So, what does family mean to you? How you feel? How you feel, sis? That's good. That is. Yes, it is. Man, we could be in here just cutting up, just shouting in here, because I'm telling you, when you think about the goodness, and a lot of people don't want to get into this, that's a touchy thing about religion, but let me tell you something, you better recognize who he is and who he is to you, because without that, we are absolutely nothing. And like you said earlier, it doesn't matter how many names, because he has so many names above everything. So it doesn't matter how you address him, because I talk to him just like, hey, listen, you're going to have to do something to me. You know, sometimes you really have to have a, because everybody say, you know, go to the church, that's fine, that's fellowship, you know what I mean, but it's really what's in your heart, that's your church, your heart, and the pure intent of that, you know, but I'm just saying, today, y'all, listen here, you know, we all go through stuff, but, when you say testimony, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. So, I guess lastly, what I want to ask you is, what's your future endeavors we can possibly look forward to seeing from you soon? What you got cooking in the fire? All right. I know Arthur is one. Yeah, you got that coming out soon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. variety, and I want to touch on as many people as we can help. So that's why I would like to hear from mature settings. You understand? People that have been there, done that. No disrespect to the younger, but how much experience do you really have? You know what I mean? How much have you gone through? So that's what I'm saying. Guess what? The sister that wrote the book, what is that thing? Something about a kiss? What's her name? Letitia? Brown Barbie? She wrote books. She's from around that. Anyway, so she's coming on the show. And I like her. So that's somebody I'm looking at that may become a co-host. That's why I was like, we need three, because we need the other room or whatever. So we can really, I think we just need unit, really, unit. And you look like you got something to say too, sis. Seriously. I'm so grateful to God because he allowed me to have this platform, and I want to be able to help as many as I can. If I can, let me direct you to someone who can. You understand what I'm saying? So this right here is something that we're not going to take for granted, but we can use it. You know, we stand divided no more. You know what I mean? So come on, sis. No, I mean, you know, you got my number, Reg, and I was telling you, I don't know if you have a publisher, but the sister, she's in Richmond, Ioka, she's my publisher, because I wrote a book as well. I got another one coming out. She's good. She's with Bob Publishing, meaning the voice of God, and she's helped a lot of people. You know Monique? You know, Monique, she had a baby by Tracy Coleman. She published her books, too. So everybody is, you know, doing their thing. She wrote three, actually. Yeah, but she wrote two. She just had one to come out. And then I think she had something like a journal, a prayer journal. But it's cute. But her and her husband have, I think they have a show. Yeah, they're in Virginia. So they're doing their thing. Yeah, they're doing their thing. So, you know, anybody that needs, you see that I promoted, what's his name, Marpat, in the beginning of the show. So that's why I have put online, you know, for all black businesses, not just black, but any business. Shout it out. Let me know. And I'll say whatever I need to say. You know what I mean? It's about helping. That's how I'm living.
And then the thing that gets me
they feel like, oh, well, I did this, but what are you doing? Because honestly, I can't even understand what they were saying. I don't know. I remember in our time, Mom and them used to dance to our rap in the pub. They sit there like, what? I'm not understanding. Okay. It is. But I'm so, like, elated and excited. You guys come back anytime you want. This is the right here. I'm getting her. I'm going to get her in here. Somehow, I'm going to get her in here. She's going to be able to something she's going to do behind the scenes. But I'm going to get her. Because she really looked like she got stuff to say. And I like that. No, because you know what? I respect it because she's very articulate and very, you know, got a good one. I'm going to say the same thing, girl. Mm-hmm. That's right. You got a good one. Come on. Your mind. There it is, girl. Stimulate that mind. There it is, girl. There it is. Girl, that's a conversation between me and you. We know. Remember that song? Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm ready. Get home. Yeah. out of here, we go.
That's true.
Oh, I see you want to have it, baby.
All right.
Thank you. You going to welcome me again? Thank you. Y'all think so? Oh, man. I feel special. No, I feel special. You know how we, we come from different cars. This family down here. For real.
Really well.